Now to Poland. Before the Second World War, Poland was home to Europe's largest and oldest Jewish community. It's also where the Nazis built most of their death camps. A new law there makes it a crime to blame Poland for the Holocaust. That has caused a diplomatic rift with Israel, and historians around the world worry it could impede academic freedom. And yet, reporter Esme Nicholson found, the survivors refuse to be silenced. She begins her report from the annual March of the Living event.
Auschwitz, known as a monstrous place of death, was full of life this week as thousands marched through the infamous Iron Gates to commemorate those who perished here. Many who came are elderly survivors or descendants of victims, and they were joined by youth groups from around the world. In Krakow, just an hour from the notorious extermination camp, more and more Poles who have recently discovered their Jewish roots are signing up for Hebrew lessons at a local community center. Its most active member is 82-year-old Zosia Radzikowska.
I come here every day first to sit with my
Radzikowska's father died at Auschwitz. She and her mother survived the war by pretending to be Christians. But she says a fellow Pole took advantage of their desperation.
One day a man came to our home. He said he knew that we are Jews and he had to take us to Gestapo.
The man blackmailed them. Poland's new law could criminalize making such an assertion. Historian Grzegorz Rosolinski-Liebke is writing a book about Polish collaboration with the Nazis. While he's not worried about prosecution, he is troubled by the distorted historical narrative Poland's Law and Justice Party is pushing.
The government, they try to control Polish history and protect national, even nationalistic, denial-oriented version of Polish history during the Holocaust.
Others in Poland welcome the law, like 18-year-old Oskar Grzyb, who is taking part in the march. It's his first time at Auschwitz.
I think it's a good law.
He says an entire nation cannot be judged on the actions of individuals.
They were some of the Polish people that helped the Germans and killed the Jews, but for the most of the people, it's not our fault.
Having it a memorial space and a museum.
82-year-old survivor Bill Lukowitz has travelled from Canada to be on this march. He says he wouldn't be here at all if it weren't for a Polish farmer.
He was an angel of a man to whom I owe my life.
The farmer took Lukowitz in during the war and hid him from the Germans.
He took a big risk. There were some Poles that wanted to help but couldn't help because they were afraid. If they would be found out, they would be shot. Sad part is there were few and far between these kind people.
Lukowitz says there were few Poles with the same courage as the man who saved him, and nothing is going to stop him from saying that. Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, stressed this week that the legislation, which is currently under review, was never intended to silence Holocaust survivors. Back in Krakow, 82-year-old survivor Radzikowska, who taught criminal law at the university there, says the legislation's wording is meaningless.
It looks like something terrible, but I am a lawyer and I can assure you we have nothing to be afraid of.
Having defied Nazi decrees as a child by refusing to go into the Krakow ghetto, Radzikowska says she's not about to start heeding what she calls this latest absurdity. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Krakow.